Lecture topic, importance of akhlaq, character.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The greatest quality a person has to have in him is akhlaq. We make out a person who is a character. We do not make out a person with his money. We do not make out a person how handsome and looking. But you make out a person to one's character. Everything lies in the character. Person can have the best car, can have the best clothing he wears. That does not make him a good person. A person wears tattered and torn clothing, but his character is number one. They'll all praise him. But if a person got a beautiful car, and someone have to praise, you say the car is good, but not the man. With the back. As the English saying, you know, he's wearing a beautiful suit, but does not suit him. That's how it is. But let me tell you, my dear friends, most important thing is akhlaq. To remain one in every occasion. To control oneself at all times at the one condition. No matter who he is, you will always be your temperament will remain one. Until unless you don't have a temperament one, you're a lost person. You cannot praise yourself, you cannot talk high of yourself at all. Like that person, you know, he was a Hakim. He was in the mountains, months and days and nights he spent in the mountains, in the jungle looking for, you know, all kinds of herbs. He was a Hakim. So you know how tired he was. So how tired he was when he landed in the city, he just went flat in one of the shops there in front, he just slept away for days not sleeping. So the king had to come with his army that day to come that night or that day. So he was so sleepy, even the king came with all his army, he could not even wake up, the soldiers were dead. The king said, wake him up. They waking him up, he's not waking up, for days he did not sleep. However, the king came down and gave him a hard kick. So he wakes up and he rubs his eyes. While rubbing his eyes, the king said, you know who I am? He said, I'm just trying to fathom out, because he was all the time in the jungle. Fathom out which beast kicked me. Because there were always animals whose beast kicked me. Now tell the king that what happens. The king got more angry. He told him, you know, I'm a king. I own this, I own that. He praised so much, I got so much, I mean, army, and I got this, and I got that, and everything. How this person listened to all his things, he says, okay, you're telling me you're a king, you got so much big army you got on you, you got a big palace, you know, you got a crown, and everything. But tell me all these things, when you take it out, what happened? So these things were not linked with the inside of you. You got with the outside. If tomorrow the army goes against you, you're finished. Or if your crown is out of your head, you're gone. Talk of something which you inherit in yourself. Then you can say that even if there's no kingdom, nothing there, but when you go down, clean down the grave, at least you're taking something with you. But here you're not taking anything at all. So what are you praising of? Your praise is only for the outside. You have to be of that kind that even if you're tattered and torn clothing also, but the qualities that you praise in yourself, that praise you makes you someone. So what do we learn from this? Most important, what do we learn from this? To learn from this is the most important thing, our inside character. Do not worry about the outside things. We worry about the external, let's worry about the internal. Everyone is concerned about the external, you know. Hey, I want to be like this, I want to be like that. But not realizing that that is not important, more important is internal. How you put your internal right. What's the benefit for that dirt? You've got all the bad qualities in you, which you're not supposed to have in us. You got in arrogance. You got in anger. You got in pride. You got those things which one not should have, enmity, the rest of it. When will the quality come into you of sabr? When the quality of sugar come into you? When the quality of generosity come into you? When the quality of sympathy comes into you? When the quality of kindness come into you? These are the qualities one has to possess himself at all times, to be able to control himself at every occasion, to remember one kind he must be. If you're among the big people, you remain the same person. Among the small people, you remain the same person. There's no difference in your quality at all. That is what you call complete perfection in qualities, in every quality. That's why in Islam, the three types of qualities you get, one is called akhlaq hasana, or husn khulq. One is called akhlaq karima, and one is called akhlaq azima. These are three stages in akhlaq, in character. Now it's obvious akhlaq hasana, what it means. It means this much. It is the time of Isa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala used this, taught him this, that bring akhlaq hasana in you. In other words, beautify your character with everyone. Beautify your character with everyone. Your character must be beautified that anyone looks at you, you're so beautiful with your character. What's the use looking so handsome? But your character is not like that. Make your character of that kind, you beautify with it, that you meet anyone, the poor, the rich, the subject, the king, the worker, or anyone. You meet them with the beautiful character that you have in you. Isa alayhi salam was given that. Isa alayhi salam was given that character to beautify. And then he was not this much, he said this much. You will be tried with all, not only with Muslims, but non-Muslims also. Not only Muslims, with non-Muslims also. Everyone beautify your character. Every one of us sitting here, let us look into our own lives and see how much of beautiful character we have in us. We've got parents that we have to respect. We've got brothers we have to respect. We've got next Muslim person we have to respect. We got our family people we have to respect. How much of character do we spend with them, with the good character I'm talking about? It's very easy to be good with outsiders. Very easy. But to be inside at whom you're supposed to meet and be good with them, that is the most important thing. So Ibrahim a.s., he was given this akhlaq, husn khulq, that when he should meet people, he should meet people with this, that whatever they do to him, if they clouted him or slapped him, he will put his next cheek against the cheek, the other cheek, the other side, say, give me another clout. Don't only listen, just carefully listen to it. They clout him, in return you say, give me another clout. Whatever you do, I forgive you. I forgive you. That was the quality of Allah Ta'ala gave him, the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that I'm giving this quality. Then the quality of Musa alayhi salam was different. His quality was this much: if someone had to slap you, then eye to eye, hand to the hand, and it's farz, compulsory. This, in his days, in his era, the conditions were very severe, very punishment was seen, that you have to be punished in that manner. So one said, Musa alayhi salam, that was his way. And one said, Isa alayhi salam, his way. Each one had their own conditions. And they had to live in that way. And Isa alayhi salam was of that kind, soft. Musa alayhi salam was it. But akhlaq azima, that was given to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest akhlaq, the akhlaq, the character that which we, you and I are supposed to have in us. And when I'm going further, you come to realize very few of us fail in that. Because you do not know what is akhlaq. What do you mean akhlaq means to talk softly? If you see a person talking softly, he is a good character person. He is not so. Some are natural, they speak loud. Some are natural, they speak soft. But that does not qualify you to say he's a very soft person. MashaAllah, you're a very soft person. Like, you know, you don't tell the wife, he's a very soft person. He may be with you, soft. And that is true. So a person talking soft does not qualify him to be a good character. Character means in this sense that to be kind to each and everyone one manner, no matter who he is. And our example is no one beside Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His character was of the highest of the highest. Khuluqun azim, in the Quran it is mentioned. That is akhlaq is the highest of the highest. So high it was that is beyond. And that is why we have to bring that, you know, Allah Ta'ala says, Sibghat Allah. Become color of Allah, the quality of Allah, Sibghat Allah. Waman ahsan min Allah, which is more greater or better than the color of Allah? Who do not want to become the color of Allah? The color of Allah is to bring the quality of Allah in us. We call it takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. To bring the akhlaq of Allah in us. Now what is the meaning of being akhlaq of Allah in us? Is how Allah forgives, we must forgive too. How Allah tolerates, we must tolerate too. How Allah overlooks, we must overlook too. Look in this world, there's so many things happening around which Allah can see. He has a full knowledge of everything. But look at the tolerance Allah has. If he wants, he can topple the city overnight. If he wants, he can do any harm. But look at the sabr that he makes. Even the Nabi sometimes tells him to, Ya Allah, topple the city. He could do it just like that. Under circumstance and the reason Allah knows why. Everything Allah does, there's a reason behind it. Allah did not do it, did not punish. That's the reason. In other words, teaching us also have the quality of tolerance in us. We are lacking tolerance in us. We are lacking sabr in us. We are lacking sabr. So this akhlaq which comes Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in him is the highest of the highest to bring what we are supposed to have in us. We cannot reach his status. He is very high. He is so high, he is beyond. But let us imitate at least. Come to some extent and try to put ourselves right. No one is trying his level best to put himself right. No one. You find you pick and choose when you come to your akhlaq. When you go to see a rich man, you make your akhlaq of some, the way you make 10 times salam alaikum. But you see a poor man, you turn away, you don't make salam to him. That's what kind of akhlaq is that. In other words, you see your own grandmother too, you won't be salam alaykum. You won't think this much of akhlaq in your grandmother is walking, let me pick a hand up and walk with her. If you see your father is so old, he's walking, you won't pick him up and walk, but you see your ustad too, two hands will pick him up. I'm not saying you mustn't do that, but the stages of your status of parents is more higher than that. Who will do that? Don't want to walk with him. When you see your sheikh, you take his basket and walk with him. When you see your mother, you won't even take the basket and take it from hand to him. What kind of akhlaq is that? Akhlaq means that if you look at it, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know when he was in the victory of Makkah, when he entered with so much of humility, humbleness, humility to down to the ground. Every moment is thanking Allah, oh Allah, thank you. You never thought high and mighty like when the emperors, when they enter for victory, they walk with the streets and then you know it's all causing so much of harm to people. Yeah, immediately to his humility, Ya Allah, you did everything. And when he entered too, he said, now they're all waiting in which house you will come and stop. Which house? Now when the king comes, when he enters, he'll enter the house. Everyone will invite him. Who will he look at? And look at Rabbi Khalifa. So Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasul, come to my house. Everyone waiting for him after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone. He said, no Abbas, I'm not coming to your house. And he carried on the camel. Where do you think he stopped? He stopped at Ummi Hani Rahmi. Ummi Hani. The woman, his cousin. Very poor. No food in the house. She was really suffered in Makkah Sharif. Suffered. You know, suffered? He did not go to that big house there to meet this friend and that friend. He didn't say, now let, I'm hungry, the whole day he was busy, I'm hungry, let me go to this house to eat food and all. He never did that. He said, I want to go to see my cousin. And she was very, very poor. And she had one child too. And the child was saying, Ma, Nabi Qasim will come to our house. Will he come to our house? She said, no, he's very busy. She can't make excuses. But the time when he's talking, she's talking to the child, Rasulullah knocks at the door. Who is that? She says. She got a shock at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He enters the house. He sits down. No food at all. Say, oh, Mihani, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat food. Ya Rasulullah, I've got this dry bread. Good dry bread. She gives the dry bread. And then he asks, oh, vinegar. He gets the vinegar and he eats that food. He eats that food. How hungry he was, how tired he was. He could have got the best meal for others. But look at the quality that he had in it. The quality of how to keep people's heart. Are we keeping the heart of our own family people? I don't want to go into details. Just by the way, I'm just telling you. Do we really go to a fine family people who are very, very poor? Who are in need of everything? At least you went to the house to find out, are they okay? You'll find out. You're giving money to Gaza. You give in to all the bazaars. No one saying not to give. But the next door to your house, your family who needs it so badly, because they have some grievances with one another, you left them out and you gave there. You think it's right that the same family who is supposed to give, this is a lesson for us to show Rasulullah and show us that he could have got the best food, the best meal. But he did not go for the mean. He looked at what whose rights was fulfilled. And then when he fell down to eat, he said, oh, Mihani, I want to know how was my father. Tell me something about my father. Just imagine, say, I want to know about my father because I was not alive at that time. I was not. Tell me how was my father. And he started crying too. She was crying, he was crying, the olden days, you know. Just how to get the heart of the people. How to keep heart of the people is important. And then he said, now tell me about my mother too. Tell me what my mother was. Now tell me who today will sit down with the mothers and tell them what to give us the old days of our grandfather and that. No one wants to know that. Just to say you this, but how they should keep people's heart. Akhlaq is very important. It is so important that it brings about muhabbat. It brings about love and bad character, good character. So here he says that husne khulq. One is this month that if a person, husne khulq, is that a person when he does everything, he'll do it, he does not exceed. If it says something, without someone. If you want to be with the same cloud, you can give, no one stopping you. But who will do that? In the hadith, it's mentioned clearly, thou say it in Sayyidina with Guha, that if that person clouted you, you can give the same clout, but who's going to do that? If that person is a clout, you're going to punch him. That's what you're going to do. So it's better for you not to. So Isa alayhi salam, he gave us this hand, that he says this much, if someone had to clout you, tell him, give me another clout, please. You never do that. You won't say ask for that. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our example. We have to look at that. The only thing this man do is if you want him, tell him, give me the same cloud. And if you cannot do that, he must know this much, he must not more than that. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, that if you forgive that person, then the status will be very high for you. Very high you'll go. Allah has given us the remedy that whatever difficulties you go through in this world, anyone cause harm to you in any way, how you should respond, how you should do. Today brothers are not talking to brothers for years. Today brothers and sisters are not talking for years. Today one Muslim will not talk to another Muslim for years. فَمَنْ عَفَّهُ أَفْرَعُ Allah. Allah has said in the Quran, if you want to take revenge, but the correct way. In the correct way. But no one can take revenge the correct way. No one can take revenge. The only way that thing can do is this much, that get that akhlaq azima in us with Nabi Karim from the hair. That no one went to taqlib like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know so much about her, we hear about it, that at the time he needed to die. And the harm that was caused to him so badly, he was thrown, was stoned, and the rest of it was stoned and all. Can you imagine what was his position, that even the funniest of the time of the mountain said, you give us permission, we topple them now. But instead of saying that, Allah mahdi qawmi fa innahu la ya'lam. Oh Allah, forgive, Allah, give them, he died, they don't know who I am. Had they known who I am, they will not do what they're doing. Why don't you and I think the same too? That if someone have to do some harm to us, definitely not the harm like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The harm that he underwent, you can't even talk about it. The people that caused harm to him, to murder him, to kill him, all kinds of ransom was out for to kill him and everything. But in the end, the same people, they were shocked when the time Rasul forgave them. He can forgive them. We say we love Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say on the day of Qiyamah we want to be with Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say we hold the Kawthar and in his hand and in the water. Where is that love for Nabi Karim, that how he forgave? Why don't we forgive also? Why don't we forgive? We read our namaz, we do everything, but we can't do this thing here, that to forgive someone. We are not prepared to forgive that person. It is, and that forgiveness is not because of deen. Because of deen is something else. It's because of personal grievances with one another. That's why you're not having any contact with them at all. You can see Muslims today can talk to outsiders but don't talk to own brothers and sisters. Tell me what's the meaning of that. Akhlaq is something of the highest. Akhlaq is this much that many a time through akhlaq Allah gives the highest status. They say on the day of Qiyamah, the scale of justice, Allah's scale. Many a time a person may not have read nafil namaz. Many a time may not have kept one nafil roza to fasting. Many a time may not even do much charity to. But the akhlaq that he had, that what Allah Ta'ala, to the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, that just one akhlaq, the good charity, good to everyone. He made sure he's not caused any harm to anyone. That was the Allah that gave the highest status. He said, of course. Just imagine if you know that Abdullah ibn Mubarak of Mubarak, he was a person, you know, when he passed away, they asked him, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me high status, but my neighbor overtook me. My neighbor overtook me. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, my neighbor overtook me. So this person went to the neighbor and find out, what do you think, what's your neighbor, why was he that, no, tell me something about your neighbor. So they paid them, he was a person, he was a blacksmith, By the time Adhan takes place, tools down. Adhan took place, tools down, straight to the masjid. Straight. He knew when to put his tools down. He knew the giver is Allah. He knew Allah is a giver. Allah is a provider. You can do whatever you want, what is written for you, get that. No matter what you can day and night, you can suffer, you're going to work hard, but what is written for you, you can't get more than that. Allah is written for us. But he was so strong with the iman, tools down, put in namaz. How many of us today here, when adhan takes place, hota hai, hone do, let it happen. We'll see afterwards. In the early days, yes, alhamdulillah, we should see people when adhan takes place through the shop and put in namaz. Allah gave us so much of barakah. Today, that quality is no more there. So when he says that, he should go tools down, put in namaz. And the second thing in this part is to say, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi was a very pious man, he made a lot of ibadat. So whenever you should look at him and say, Ya Allah, you take me so much ibadat. If I am free, I'll do more ibadat than him. He did not do it, Allah loved that. Allah. Just by this doing that, Allah loved him, what happened? Allah gave him high status. So we have to know this person of Allah. Look at that woman, in a hadith it mentioned, that when she was going on it, and she saw a dog, thirsty, she was a prostitute. I don't have to tell you who is a prostitute. But she made sure she gave the water to the dog to drink that water. Allah forgave. Allah, akhlaq is something you don't know what akhlaq is. And look at the other woman. She had a cat in the house. Nabi Karim gave her the example. She had a cat in the house. She did not flee the cat. She made the cat stay in the house and suffer. Suffer. Did not feed the cat. The cat died. In the hadith it mentioned that she and the cat will be in Jahannam. Now they said, why the cat will be in Jahannam? To show her this is your punishment for this cat. So being so good to, but did not do good to the cat, will happen. So when you got akhlaq in you, then you have akhlaq of even being very good to animals. Not only this, my husband. The cat was on the bed whole night. If so, he never caught a cat at all. But he said, who will do that today? And you find so on the Buzuganadin, when they saw a dog suffering, they picked the dog up and go and serve, nurse the dog. Look up. If you pay so much attention to one dog, how much attention you pay to the other creation of the dog? Akhlaq is the most important thing. Your ibadat may not be so much as far as Nawafil is concerned, but you've got akhlaq in you, you've got everything. What is the benefit that you get? You read namaz and everything, but everyone says, this man is not a good man. You like to hear people saying that he's not a good man. But if you see another person, he may not be doing so much of nafil namaz. Hey, that man is someone. He's so good at home. He's so kind. He's got so good character. So he's been praised here. Allah was praising that. So we are lacking a very important thing, which we take it lightly. I'm telling you, don't take it lightly. This is a very important majlis of God, akhlaq. You do not know the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, for 13 years, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked with them. My husband said, what a shed they had. What a shed that he worked with them. No namaz, nothing, but he worked with them to that extent. We must become so strong that when in the war, when jihad time, they in jihad, but they need not forget Allah. They are so strong. In other words, you must know zikr. Zikr, namaz got its time. My husband should say, namaz got its time. But zikr got no time. Everywhere you don't make zikr. Everywhere you don't make zikr. So sahaba ikram is so strong with the zikr that when they're making zikr also, when in jihad too, the zikr was so strong and the shaykh was of that kind, They did not forget Allah once too. The akhlaq was there. That's why you see Abu Ali radiallahu anhu. You know very well that the story of him. At a time when that person would kill him, he had all the opportunity to kill him. But Ali had the order to kill him. But the moment he spat on his face, what he did? He left him straight away. What made him leave that straight away? It's because of the akhlaq. Because that person told him, you had the opportunity to kill me. And yet the time when I spat on you, you left me. He says, yes, I was fighting that time for the sake of Allah. I was fighting for the sake of Allah. But the moment you spat on me, I got very angry. Why did my husband tell us this incident? That you and I, is there like a bioscope there, a cinema there? So that Allah forbid if your wife has to tell you something, if someone has to tell you something of any kind, your akhlaq will be of that kind, that you will not get infected. If you get infected, that means there's something wrong with you. That means you still feel, you feel the test. So just imagine there is Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He told him, I was fighting for Allah ta'ala's sake, but the woman you spat on me. I said, now I realize, no, I'm not got angry because he spat on me. That's why I'm not killing him. It's not for Allah ta'ala's sake. Just imagine the barakat of the akhlaq, he accepted Islam. So I'm trying to say that these incidents are coming in front of us of akhlaq. That's the most important thing that we should have in us. It's like even you're driving car too, what's the reason that person overtook you? If that person overtook you, that man now you will look at him 10 times. No, you're not in my area. You try to tell him, you know what? No, you tell you on your khuda thing. What the akhlaq we do. Character is most important at home. Remember, at home is most important. If you do your character at home, because you face all the time all difficulties at home, your son will trouble you, your wife will trouble you, your daughter will trouble you, everyone will trouble you with the biggest trouble. But how to save your situation? That character comes into us that they have a lot of tolerance in us. Then inshallah ta'ala, you know, sometimes the person does not do a lot of ibadat. But when he has tolerance in this kind of conditions, and he has sabr, Allah raises him very high. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. His condition, the quality of tolerance, the qualities of Allah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the color of Allah has come into us. The color of Allah, sifat Allah. Muhammad said, kya? Unki akhlaq, the best color is Allah Ta'ala. Allah ka rang, sabse achcha hai. Hazrat said, Allah ka rang, sabse achcha. Who don't want to become the color of Allah Ta'ala? In other words, how Allah Ta'ala is, he was always tolerant. Allah loves people, he loves people. Aman kan taufiq Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi Allahumma inna nad'uka wa shukruka wa husna ibadatika Allahumma nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar wa akhir as-samawat anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah tawaffani muslimun wa salihun wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad